This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The digital ad business has long been under-regulated and under-policed, both by the companies who run it and by the world's governments. In the U.S., the industry has been almost untouched by oversight, even though it forms the primary revenue stream of two of the planet's most valuable companies, Google and Facebook. Hillary Clinton said that she should have fired a top aide in her 2008 presidential campaign accused of sexual harassment. She had taken number of steps at the time that she thought were appropriate to the offense, but the fact that he later repeated the behavior indicated to her that it might not have been sufficient. If water levels keep falling, Cape Town, Africa will declare day zero in less than 3 months. Taps in homes and businesses will be turned off until the rains come. City's 4 million residents will have to line up for water rations at 200 collection points. The city is bracing for the impact on public health and social order. Scientists have learned that a bizarre accumulation of muted stem cells in bone marrow increases a person's risk of dying within a decade, usually from a heart attack or stroke, by 40 or 50%. They named the condition with medical jargon clonal hepatosis indeterminate potential, or CHIP. U.S. home ownership rate rose in 2017 for the first time in 13 years, driven by young buyers who overcame rising prices, tight supply, and strict lending conditions to purchase their first homes. As he gave the State of the Union message, Trump had the weakest approval rating of any president of the modern era, entering his second year in office with 37% of Americans approving of his performance in the job. Director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention resigned in the middle of the nation's worst flu epidemic in nearly a decade because of her troubling financial investments in tobacco and healthcare companies that pose potential conflicts of interest. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.